Well, as we move through the month of October, we are about the halfway mark through the fall 2022 campaign for 40 Days for Life. In their continued efforts to change hearts and minds of those seeking abortions, the 40 Days for Life stand vigil in Portland and in different places around the area to join in prayer for the lives of the unborn. Well, joining me today to give us an update and tell us how things are going is Therese Rusink and Colleen Hamilton, both standing vigil this year at 40 Days for Life. Good morning, Therese. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda, and thank you so much for having us.
Therese, as I said in our introduction, we are at about the halfway mark of this fall campaign. Such an incredible journey you and all the different volunteers set out to, in a prayerful, peaceful way, to meet those on the streets in hopes to change hearts and minds. How has this year campaign been going so far?
It's been going pretty well. You know, we do have a bit of adversity downtown, but it hasn't, you know, we're prepared for it. We've been there, now we've been there for about a year and a half since Lilith opened. It opened on the feast day of St. Joseph, March 19th of 2021. But by now, many people know what we're about. And so that gives us opportunity to have longer times of discussions, perhaps, which can be fruitful. So we want to be prepared for that. And just standing in front of the 511 building where the Lilith facility is located gives us a lot of opportunity to talk to people passing by. So although we don't see as many clients as we used to, like at Lovejoy, we would see a lot of clients going in, and we knew what was happening. We knew why they were going in the building most of the time. Here, it's a lot different because there's mostly dental offices and allergy clinics and acupuncture and so on. So, you know, it's a lot less opportunity to see clients, but it's a good opportunity to, it's a busy pedestrian area. So there's a lots of tourists from the hotel down the street coming by, lots of people entering the building, people who live downtown, construction workers, because they're building the Ritz-Carlton Hotel across the street, lots of construction and people involved with that. And so basically that gives us a lot of opportunity to educate people. And we pass out our gift bag filled with brochures about and education about abortion and healing from abortion. So when you think that, when you realize that one in four women will have had an abortion, one or more abortions by the time they're 45, anything we can give out, you know, and also knowing that almost everyone has been touched by the abortion issue and in one way or another. So any educational materials we can give out is great. It's a great opportunity. And even though, you know, we don't get a lot of opportunity to talk to clients, still, even though we haven't been able to do that, we've had four turnarounds at Lilith. And, you know, one of them was a gal who came out and she said she had the ultrasound in her hand, the picture, and she just said, "I saw the ultrasound. That's a baby. I can't go through with it." And another couple, and we didn't even talk to her. None of these people we talked to, all four of them, we didn't get a chance to speak with them before they went in, but they came out and said, this one couple came out and said, "We're going to keep our baby. We saw you out here." You know, and then we're able to offer resources and so on. So, I mean, it just goes to show how important it is to have people out there standing. Even if all you're doing is praying, which is huge, it's important. So we love that.
It is the most important, for sure. And one of those people who is also standing vigil is Colleen Hamilton, joining us today. Good morning, Colleen. Tell us a little bit about how you became involved with the pro-life movement.
In my Bible group at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Canby, We were discussing, of course, pro-life issues one day, and one of the ladies wanted to get a few of us to go with her to the 40 Days for Life walk, and I agreed to go. And it was just, it's just struck my heart. I was one of those mothers who had a child or was pregnant with a child before I was married. And the thought of ever giving up that child and not having that child and their children and being the grandma to those kids that I am now was just near and dear to my heart that I kept him. And it's such a blessing to be able to help women, to be able to save these wonderful gifts from God. And it just kind of was just something that was a calling for me.
And Colleen, when you are there standing vigil, what is it like for you when perhaps you see somebody coming towards the clinic there? You know, what does your prayer involve for that person that you see?
I ask God to show them what future will be like with that child and with that child's grandchildren, and being a grandmother, it's such a gift, and to give that up is such a loss in this world.
Well, it's wonderful to know that you, along with so many other people, including Therese, are standing vigil, and we encourage our listeners to find a local group that is standing vigil, well, that you can connect with, so that way you don't have to be alone in this. None of us are. I am speaking today with Teresa Rusink and Colleen Hamilton. They are both with the 40 Days for Life Fall Campaign. Teresa and Colleen, I've enjoyed our conversation so much, but I am coming up against my break. Please stay with me through the break, and we're going to continue our conversation in the next half hour. I am continuing now my conversation with Therese Rusink and Colleen Hamilton. They are both standing vigil this year at the Fall 40 Days for Life campaign. We are at about the halfway point in the campaign, and they're both joining me today to talk a little bit more about their involvement and also to share some great information about a wonderful event coming up where we can gather and pray the rosary. Teresa and Colleen, thank you so much for staying with me this morning. Well, Teresa, a wonderful event. In order to help get everybody going in the right direction, we were able to have Steve Carlin here recently in our area. Boy, one of the people directly from 40 Days for Life home offices. Tell our listeners a little bit about how that evening went.
It just went so well. It was fantastic. Steve and Sean Carney wrote a book entitled What to Say When, The Complete New Guide to Discussing Abortion, How to Change Minds and Convert Hearts in a Brave New World. So we use that book because that book gives us all practical advice on how to discuss, you know, the emotional and sensitive topic of abortion with friends, neighbors, family, anyone who, and those who disagree with us. So it's a great resource on how to present the pro-life view reasonably and sensibly. So we used, the event was structured so that our own Sarah Livingstone did a kind of a mock interview with Steve. And so she asked him some questions from the book. And so through the particular phrasing of these questions, which is kind of what the book's about, is how do you phrase questions to people? And how, and really important, listening to their response so that you know exactly where they're coming from and helping them articulate, you know, how they can defend abortion. So Steve was able to clearly articulate how untenable the pro-choice position is on so many levels. Because in order to defend abortion, you need to go against science, which clearly and unequivocally tells us it's a human being. It's not a potential human being, but an actual human being. And you would also have to go up against the natural moral law, which is written on our hearts. You know, even if you don't believe in God, it's written on our hearts not to kill. And God, you have to go against God if he matters to you. That's kind of what the book is, you know, we're all created in his image and we're all therefore sacred. So answering these questions asking and answering questions that are phrased in a certain way, which is what the book tells us how to do, is just extremely helpful to clearly articulate the position and be able to defend life. So that's what we did, and it just went so well. Afterwards, we had questions. You know, the audience could ask questions, and then we had a reception afterwards, and it was just beautiful. It was great.
Oh, well, I'm real happy that I was able to have that opportunity to talk with Steve, and we are glad to hear that things went so well. Well, Teresa and Colleen, I very much appreciate your time today. We continue to pray for you. Before we go, Teresa, I know there's a very special event coming up. We know that the rosary, that is our spiritual weapon, and we know that when we ask Mary, she will intercede for us always. There is a bilingual rosary coming up November 5th. Can you give us some more of those details?
Yes, the St. Pius X Knights of Columbus would like to invite us, your family and friends, to join us in praying the rosary for an end to abortion and in Thanksgiving to mark the conclusion of the fall to event 40 Days for Life campaign. So we will be praying the Sorrowful Mysteries in Spanish and English using the USCCB meditations. And they will be translated and will alternate between decades. And it's on November 5th, 2022, 10 a.m. at the 511 building, 511 Southwest 10th Avenue. And we just hope we're going to invite some priests. And, we know, as you said, that the rosary is a devotion that's strongly embraced by the pro-life movement. Father Frank Pavone says this is, it's so good because in the Hail Mary, we praise a mother. We worship the fruit of her womb, Jesus. And our salvation began because a mother said yes to the life within her. We also say, pray for us sinners. We don't point the finger at others, but rather at ourselves and knowing we're all sinners. We know that the sin is in the world, but we start by repenting of the sin within us. And as Father Frank Pavone just has said, this is the best way to rebuild the culture of life. So we hope to get a lot of people there. Come to this rosary.
Well, joining together in the rosary is always the most prayerful and wonderful time, especially when we can do it for such a cause as this. Colleen and Therese, thank you so much for your time today. We continue to pray for you as you finish out this fall campaign. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
And again, that is Therese Rusink and Colleen Hamilton. They are both with the 40 Days for Life Fall campaign. If you would like to find out more information about the campaign itself or the upcoming bilingual rosary on November 5th, you can find out more information on it by going to the podcast of this interview. I'll include those links, and you can find it on the Hail Mary Media app or at materdeiradio.com.